Previously on Vultures.
It's me, Jack Stree, narrating all over again. Look, there's only two episodes left, so you've either been listening or you haven't, so I'm not going to waste me time recapping you. All I'm going to tell you is where Jack Stree is at. So listen up as we present Vultures, episode 19, The Snitch's Dilemma. So it turns out that swanky hoop Tom Moriarty was behind the murder of Basil Maguire. He'd paid the bounty hunter Maeve Monroe to set up the entire thing, so all the detectives would be distracted by a murder, when really Moriarty and Monroe were stealing a vast collection of rare Irish detective antiquities belonging to Noel Lovejoy. As everyone congregated outside Wisteria Lodge, I snooped in on chatter from Janine Drew and Niall Tennyson.
Janine, I think that black bin liner holds the key to this whole murder mystery.
Me too, lad. Let's chase it.
And off they ran.
Where are they running off to?
I don't know, Hamish.
Are you still sad that they betrayed you?
They had their reasons.
Well, the fact that Maeve Monroe hired you to steal their invites.
Here, Hamish, I needed the money. That's my reason.
You're a snitch, Street. It's all you'll ever be. Accept it, man. Anytime you try to be a detective, you fail. Working with the Pinkertons, doing false courses or solace courses or whatever it is, you'll fail at it. You belong to the streets, Jack. You belong to me. You're mine, baby boy. All mine.
Enough of you, wheelchair lad. I'm gonna tell that lot what's what. And with that, I tipped him out of his wheelchair.
I'm a wheelchair-bound legs!
And with that, again, I ran around the back of Wisteria Lodge looking for them vultures so Jack could give him a piece of Jack's mind.
Not so fast, Street.
Right behind me was that sleazy cork gumshoe Jimmy Kolchek.
I see what you're at, boy.
I'm standing here listening to you, Kolchek.
I mean, like, I see what you were at before I stopped you.
Running?
The intention of your running.
Moving quicker.
Quicker to catch the vultures, is it? I know you still suspect them vultures as the architects of this murder. You want to be the one to catch them, and that's not happening, boy. Not on my watch. I've been pushed out of this mystery by every two-bit detective, and by Jesus, this is Jimmy Kolchak's case to crack. Soon the taste of my horse meat and parting ways will be washed away with a triumphant pint of Beamish.
Kolchak lunged at me with a hanky.
Smell it, boy. Smell the chloroform.
Oh, wait, this is a voiceover, it can sound normal. So yeah, he put a chloroform-soaked rag over me face.
Get that chloroform into you, hop, hop!
The fumes were getting to me and I was fair close to passing out. I reached around as we struggled and found a bottle in his mac. I took it out, hoping it wasn't Beamish, still struggling.
Tell me you love chloroform! Tell me you love it, boy!
I opened the bottle and threw the chloroform over me shoulder like I was popping a bottle of champagne. I splashed it right in his little cork face.
Ah, me face! Me little cork face!
Drink your chloroform! Drink it up, cork face! With that, he dropped. I grabbed the bottle of chloroform and put it in me coat pocket, because God only knew who I'd have to put into a chemically induced sleep next. The Kolchek diversion had lost me valuable time. I hoped I hadn't lost the four vultures. I rounded the corner into the rose garden and... Oh, wait, there they are.
Here, lads. I Want Rude Boy by Rihanna played at my funeral, all right?
And then I saw Basil Maguire with a gun to Janine's little ginger head.
I bagged Sky Lombardo's Goodnight Sweetheart at my funeral. If you chaps don't know it, it's the one that goes... Badoo badoo boom, I hate to leave you, but I really must.
Oh, bags George Michael Jesus to a child
George
for my
Michael
funeral.
Jesus to a child for my...
Damn it!
Choose your funeral songs quickly, for I'm about to kill you within the next 20 seconds.
Basil, can you secretly mail our families and tell them what songs we want played at our funerals?
Ah, I suppose so. Vulture, do you still want the same George Michael song as Tennyson for your funeral?
No. I suppose I'll just take Careless Whisper instead.
Right! Well, say your goodbyes, friends. I have a getaway to implement.
Wellity, wellity, wellity.
Jack?
And that was the bit I stepped forward. The detectives from Vulture Private Investigations and myself had unfinished business. So that's what I said. I said, I have unfinished business with the detectives from Vulture Private Investigations. So before you murder them, Jack Street will have his say.
To be continued in the next episode of Vultures.
This program is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television license fee.